bread. Whoever believe him and follow him, he will feed him. And this is not easy. Because when you don't find food for your children, when you don't find food for your parents, when you don't find food to feed your family member and even yourself, you're looking for something to save, to survive. So the only one who will have food that time, Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist. Whoever believe him, he will feed him. Whoever deny him, he will finish him. It's a big fitna. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warning us from fitna til Masih al-Dajjal from more than 1400 years ago. And that's why I choose the second page here for you to go. And there's no Yunus today. There's no, not Yunus and not Brother Abdul Rahman. Subhanallah. Who's volunteer actually to come and translate the English with me to help me? It's going to be too much for me. I know how I read English, wallahi, but I need somebody to help me. If you don't have, that's fine. That's fine, inshallah. MashaAllah. Just ask Allah to help me. Okay. InshaAllah ta'ala. What I actually did to give you in the page number 2 here, had the hadith in Nawas ibn Sam'an, radiallahu anhu arda, the one who narrated this hadith. To show us, we're going to ask first, we speak today about Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, and Isa ibn Mar. Who come first? Ad-Dajjal come first or Isa ibn Maryam when he will be descended? Ad-Dajjal first. That's why I put the hadith number 1 here for Ad-Dajjal, and I have another hadith with me that is for, also is not mentioned with you. I may delay it to tomorrow. A group of people led it by Tamim Ad-Dari. Who's Tamim Ad-Dari? Tamim Ad-Dari, he's a priest from Palestine. He used to be from Al-Nasara, Christian. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. And when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he Islam, explained the Islam, the Prophet explained the Islam, and he became a Muslim. And he used to be a professional in carpentering. The one you see, most of you visit the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and you see the member. This member actually of Rasulullah ﷺ, the one who built it for him originally, Tamim al-Dari. Tamim al-Dari. The Prophet ﷺ used to give the khutbah from a standing position in the land, and he used to have a stick with him. When he gave the khutbah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no any member. When the Prophet became heavy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sick in the end of his life, what did he do? So Tamim al-Dari came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala ya Rasulullah, anasna'u laka minbara yahmil izamak. Shall we build for you a member? And the member that time wasn't like today, wasn't like today high. It was three levels, three steps. The member of Rasulullah in Medina, it used to be three steps. To Damim al-Dari, came to Rasulullah and told him, Ya Rasulullah, shall we build for you a member to carry your bones? And the bones, the language in that time, the Yahud even, they use this language. Bones, it means your body. And the Prophet ﷺ permitted him, he's the one, he built the member. This Tamim al-Dari took a ship with group of people, and they got lost in the sea. And they found themselves, the wind pushed the ship to the shore. And when they exactly came, landed, they stepped in the land, they found a huge animal, called Al-Jassasa, a kind of animal. It is one of the signs of the day of the judgment, also with heavy hair, flat face. You cannot recognize the face of this animal, speaking all the language. Isn't it a miracle? So if you speak Bengali, ya Sheikh, today they will surely speak with you. If you speak Urdu, they're going to speak with you. If you speak English, gonna speak with you. If you speak parler for français like Kiba, she will speak with you French, speak Arabic. All the language came by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign of the day of the judgment also.
Multilingual.
Okay, now let's read this hadith, inshaAllah ta'ala, to see actually by An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu arda. We'll say the Arabic and then we'll move to English.
Only English.
And Abdul Rahman ibn Jubayr ibn, you know, you don't have Arabic?
I have Arabic, but you can just go only English.
That's okay, but I need that to say the sources. Okay. Sources of the word of the Prophet is Arabic. Now, I know you need to cut the class and you need to fast to end the whole 10 signs of the day of the judgment. إن الله وإن لا يرجعون. عن عبد الرحمن بن جبير عن أبي عن النواس بن سمعان الكلابي قال ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدجال فقال إن يخرج وأنا فيكم فأنا حجيجه دونكم وإن يخرج ولست فيكم فامرئ حجيج نفسه والله خليفتي على كل مسلم فمن أدركه منكم فليقرأ علي فواتح سورة الكهف فإنها جواركم من فتنة. قلنا وما لبثه في الأرض؟ قال 40 يوما، يوم كسنة ويوم كشهر ويوم كجمعة وسائر أيامه كأيامكم. فقلنا يا رسول الله هذا اليوم الذي كسنة أتكفين فيه صلاة يوم وليلة؟ قال لا، اقدروا له قدره. ثم ينزل عيسى بن مريم عند المنارة البيضاء شرقي دمشق فيدركه عند باب لد فيقتله. Translation. النواس بن مسعود رضي الله النواس ابن سمعان رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the Dajjal, the Antichrist, saying, if he comes forth while I am among you, I shall be the one who will dispute with him on your behalf. So the Prophet for more than 1400 years ago, he said, if he will be showing among you today, I will dispute for him. I will protect you, all of you, from him. So what about actually he is not showing in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam later? And we still waiting for him. We waiting there. We have nothing to wait unless actually waiting for Ad-Dajjal now. Now, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continue. He's saying, if he will be showing amongst you, I will dispute with him. I will debate with him. And Allah,
but
if he comes forth when I am not among you, a man must dispute on his own behalf. And Allah will take my place in looking after every Muslim. What does that mean? Later on, if Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, will be showing to you after me, generation after generation, if he's showing what you should do, every person should dispute himself. How are you going to dispute with Ad-Dajjal? If you come to him, he will kill you. He has power. Ad-Dajjal, Allah, fitna in the end of this life to give him power. Allah is the one, he give him this power. He will come with a great power. What he is doing? He will point by his finger to the heaven. قال يا سماء أمطري مطرك. Oh heaven, send your rain. The rain will come. It's not a magic. He will have all this power. And then he looked to actually to the breast of the animal, which will be empty, no milk, because hunger, even the animal suffering. He will point by his finger to the breast of the animal and say, oh, breast of the animal, be full of milk. Right away, the milk will grow up. And then he will exactly point by his finger to the land. قال يا أرض أخرجي زرعك زرعك. O land, produce or bring your crops up. And there is no end. All the earth at that time will be dry, not even rain. So you will find right away that the crops will be growing, vegetable, fruit, whatever actually. It will be growing a miracle in the front. وَمَعَهُ جَبَلُ لَحْمٍ وَجَبَلُ خُبْزٍ. He has a mountain full of meat, that means animal, to slaughter it, and mountain of bread he will have. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وجنته نار وناره جنة. For the believer, his jannah, which is the food which he have it, and the blessing which Allah give it to him, it will be exactly fire, hellfire for the believer. And his fire is mean he deny him, he deny him, he will exactly will be a winner, will be saved from him. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? طيب. What is a believer? He will how is a believer will identify him before you go, Sheikh Muhammad. How the people will know Masih al-Dajjal? Beautiful. Allah will make it only 100 line, only for the believer to read the word of kafir. Kafir in the forehead. Kafir. Somebody gonna take, Sheikh Kiba gonna tell me exactly because I speak French. It's gonna be French or English or Urdu or Bengali. I have no idea. There is no any detail for that. But the believer that time will read it because most of them, ya Sheikh Hassan, most of us, we know how we read the Quran. So even if it's Arabic, people will write exactly, will read kafir on a forehead. Great, great. So what is the Prophet ﷺ advise the Muslim for that time? To be protected from Ad-Dajjal, to recite the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf. That's why all of us, we need to memorize at least the first five ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. Whoever recite this, he will be safe from Al-Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist. So the first thing I learned today is to what? Memorize what? The beginning of Surah Al-Kahf. And it's recommended also in Friday or the night of Friday to recite Surah Al-Kahf. Because Surah Al-Kahf is the full protection the Prophet recommended for the Muslim to read. Or if you don't have time, so at least recite the first, the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, 5 to 10 ayat. Inshallah, this will be full protection for you from Al-Masih al-Dajjal. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and Allah will take my place in looking after every Muslim. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu khalifati ala kulli Muslim. Allah sent the Prophet ﷺ as a khalifa for every single Muslim. Because if you tell this believer, your message Muhammad is a khalifa, he's going to deny it. So who's your khalifa in the land? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the khalifa. So that's why he said, my place looking after every Muslim. طيب. Then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, those of you who live up to his time should recite over him the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf. Time. For they are your protections from his trial. From his trial. That means his trial. He will be trial for all of us. Then the Prophet, the Sahaba around the Prophet, how long he will spend in the land? We need to know also how long Ad-Dajjal exactly will be in the land. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُلْنَا وَمَا لَبْسُهُ مَا لَبْسُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالَ أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا كَيَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٌ وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٌ وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمْعَةٌ وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ. The Sahaba will ask, how long will he remain in the earth? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 40 days. one like a year. Out of the 40 days, it will be one like a year. Like a year. In another narration in the bottom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, يَمْكُسُ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. He will remain in the land for 40 days. 40. He said, the Prophet himself, he said, I don't know. It's 40 days or 40 months or 40 years. So the Prophet, he said 40. It could be 40 days. It could be 40 months. It could be 40 years. The Prophet, he said, لا أدري. I don't know. It is 40 days. Or 40 months, or 40 years. But the first hadith in the top, the Prophet, he gave more explanations. He said, 40 yawman. The first hadith here mentioned 40 days. But the bottom hadith, which is very authentic also, exactly, he said, I don't know 40 days, or 40 months, or 40 years. But he explained in the first hadith, if the first day will be first day, there will be like 40 years.
The first day will be like
40 yawman, yawmun kasana. I mean, the first 1 year equal like 1 year. First day out of the 40, it could be equal to 1 year. That means it's going to be long days. A day equal to 1 year. How long it's going to be? Exactly, Brother Lutfullah is going to tell me, how are we going to pray? I'm coming. If the day will be equal to 1 year, how are we going to pray? Subhanallah. طيب.
After 6 months.
And then after that, وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٌ. Out of this 40, another day will be equal to a month of our calculations. Our calculation of the days. And then وَيَوْمٌ وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمْعَةٌ. And another day, a day equal to 1 week. 1 week. And the rest of the 40 days is like your regular days. It's going to be amazing. Here's the translation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, we ask the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, will 1 day's prayer suffice us in this day, which will be like a year? He replied, no, you must make an estimate of its extent. They ask about how we're going to pray. If the year, exactly 1 day will be equal to 1 year, if 1 day will be equal to 1 month, if 1 day will be equal to 1 week, how is we going to pray that time, Rasulullah? He said, estimate the time to distribute the 5 salah exactly based to that time. Based to that time. So probably the day which equal to the year, it could be like a very long day. So the Muslim that time, they will make estimate when is the Salat al-Subh will be, when the Salah, as we make the time downstairs, and we divide the time actually for 5 Salah based to our calculation of the day. So that day also, which will be equal to the year or month or a Jum'ah, we will estimate the time for every Salah. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? No confusing about that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will 1 day's prayer suffice us in this day which will be like a year? He replied, no, you must make an estimate of its extent. Then Jesus, this is that mean the Dajjal came first here. The hadith mentioned that Jesus will come after him. Second paragraph. Then Jesus, the son of Mary, will descend at the White Minaret, the White, the lighthouse, to the east of Damascus. So will Isaiah Sheikh Hassan will come down. Come down in where? He will come down in east of Damascus. Where is Damascus is? Syria. You see all the problem, all the fitna in Syria now. All the fitna there. This is going to be, you have to understand, this area, Bilad al-Sham will be the biggest fitna ever. People suffering. When the enemy will meet each other, there. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that believer and the disbeliever meet each other in the playground there. From every 1,000 people will die 999 and only one will be survived from both sides.
That's a nuclear war.
From every 1,000 people from both of sides, believer and non-believer, 999 will die and only one will be remaining. Only one. Until that time, everybody wish to be, I am, Ya Allah, may save me. To wish the one who will be saved. It's a big fitna. River of Firat. Where is the Firat River?
Iraq
and Syria. Passing in both of country. When the people will look to the river, it will be totally red blood from the blood of the people. It's going to be a massacre. Because in this place area, call it Bilad al-Sham, include Palestine. The big war will happen in this place towards war between the believer and Banu al-Asfar, the Byzantines. And also war will happen after that between the Muslim and the Jew. Why the Muslim and the Jew each other? Because the Aqsa Masjid will be demolished by the Yahud. And they prepare for it. The surface of the ground now is very thin because they dig under. And claiming they look for what? Sulaiman what? Skeleton. And there is no any Sulaiman, there are all. And that's what they take the advantage against the Muslim. Netanyahu came a couple of days ago. He said, the whole land is belonging to the Yahud. It's a Jewish state. No 1 inch for Palestine. They told him, what about the United Nations resolutions? Many said, he said, I don't care about United Nations resolutions. Because the mother of him supported him. You know who is the mother for Israel. But anyway, Isa alayhi salam, he will be descended. And when he did descended, we're going to speak about this later. When he come down, he found the Salah. He put his two hands over the wings of two angels. Come down from the heaven. Level number two, as we clearly before, he is temporary in level number two with Yahya, the son of Zechariah. Level two in the heaven. He will be the same, exactly come down and he put his two hands or two arms over the angels. And his face will be exactly sweat a lot. His hair is wetted by sweat. And the sweating come, drops of the sweating come from his face, looks like a diamond. Very red. His face like a red. And then after that, he found the Salah. From that meaning, we're going to continue. My time is exactly is short to explain. But inshallah, if Allah give us life, we continue tomorrow, inshallah. And we move to exactly, inshallah, ta'ala, al-Dajjal. In clear, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna in this life and to save all of us from al-Dajjal. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granting all of us in knowledge and help us to be a good believer, inshallah, and forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. And reward every Muslim exactly who come with us in the class. And may Allah reward everyone of you and bless you. Jazakum Allah khair. Subhanak Allah, hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.